Good morning, I'm Paul VK5PAS. Between Saturday the 13th of June and Monday the 22nd of June, myself VK5PAS, John VK5BJE, David VK5KC and our very dedicated wives travelled to the north of South Australia where we undertook a number of activations of some quite rare parks and summits. We activated the parks as part of the VK5 National and Conservation Parks Award and the Worldwide Flora and Fauna Program. The summits were activated as part of the Summits on the Air SOTA program. A total of 4 conservation parks, 4 national parks and 3 SOTA summits were put on air, including Lake Torrens National Park, the Gammon Ranges National Park and Mount Scott Summit. The first time this summit has been activated. Many of the parks were difficult to access. For example, to reach Lake Torrens, we needed to do a 110-kilometre round trip on a four-wheel drive track. On the afternoon of Wednesday the 17th of June and on Thursday the 18th of June, we activated the very special call of VK100 Anzac from the old ghost town of Farina, about 650 kilometres north of Adelaide. And why operate from Farina? Well, the 18th of June was the 75-year anniversary of a secret mission during World War II to rescue the De Gaulle family from German-occupied France. And the pilot of that mission was John Napier Bell, who came from Farina. We made a total of 220 contacts from Farina on 80, 40, 30 and 20 metres all around Australia, and into New Zealand, the USA, England, Italy, Belgium, Switzerland, Spain, Germany, Mexico, Hawaii, the Marshall Islands, the Canary Islands, and Japan. And around 1,000 QSOs were made altogether during our trip up north. On a personal level, I covered around 2,500 kilometres in the 11 days. We have designed a special QSL card for our operation at Farina as VK100 Anzac. The QSL card can be sent for free electronically via email by sending a request to vk5pas@wia.org.au, or the QSL card can be printed and mailed by sending a stamped self-addressed envelope to Paul, VK5PAS, at P.O. Box 169, Mount Barker, SA 5251. Thanks to everyone that called us during our Outback Odyssey. We were hampered by extremely bad weather during the first days, unfortunately, with many Outback roads shut due to overflowing creeks and poor road conditions. Unfortunately, one planned SOTA summit and one national park were unable to be activated. For more information on our trip, please have a look at the following WordPress sites, vk5pas.org or vk5bje.com. There are a lot of photographs of this adventure on these sites and also a short video of our activation at Farina. Thanks for listening. I'm Paul, VK5PAS, on behalf of the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.